In the gospel reading that we just heard, I wish to focus our reflection on these words of Jesus. No longer do I call you servants, but I have called you friends. And the verse before that, you are my friends if you do what I command you. So let me start with a short story. Once upon a time, there was a certain deacon. Actually, in the original story, it was the bishop, not the deacon, who prided himself as always correct and precise in liturgical matters. He was upset whenever the acolytes that serve at the altar were not trained to perfection. Some people thought that he was nice enough guy for a deacon, except for his obsession to be liturgically correct. So one day, the sixth Sunday of Easter to be exact, this deacon was serving at the Mass in the parish, where a certain mother had warned her acolyte little girl not to offend the deacon. Well, the little girl was feisty one, and she wasn't afraid of the deacon or anyone else. Few sixth grade girls are. So when she was slow in bringing the bread box during the preparation of the gifts on the altar, the deacon snapped his fingers impatiently at her. Our acolyte little girl stopped in her tracks. Bring me the bread box, the deacon ordered loudly. The feisty little girl remembered the gospel and shouted right back for everyone to hear, don't give me orders. I am not a servant. I am a friend. Everyone in the church laughed. So did the deacon. He hugged her and said, of course she was a friend, because she had the courage to tell him that he was making a fool out of himself. Then everyone applauded. Today, the Lord addresses these wonderful words to us. No longer do I call you servants, but I have called you friends. So we can say with our little girl in the story, I am not a servant, I am a friend. And what is a friend? The Lord defines in the gospel reading friendship in two ways. First, he says, there are no secrets between friends. I have called you friends for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. Jesus tells us everything. He gives us his full confidence. The second way with which Jesus defines friendship is the obedience to the will of the beloved. For Jesus said, you are my friends if you do what I command you. So what is Jesus' commandment? This is my commandment, Jesus says, that you love one another. And immediately he added, as I have loved you. It is very important to note that crucial addition, as I have loved you. For this describes the very basis and criterion of loving one another. Of course, it goes without saying that there are other criteria for loving one another. Remember the second great commandment, you should love your neighbor or one another as you love yourself. Or take the golden rule, do unto others or love others as you want them to love you. Here the basis of your criterion is you or yourself. And Jesus in this commandment changes that radically. He says, love one another as I have loved you. And so the question is, how did Jesus love his disciples? Or applied to us, how did Jesus love us? The answer is important because this is also how we are to love one another. In the gospel passage, Jesus showed how he loved his neighbors and loved his disciples. Firstly, by saying, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. In Jesus' baptism, these words were heard. This is my beloved Son. The Father loved Jesus as his Son. So Jesus loved his disciples as his children. Therefore, we too should love one another as brothers and sisters. Secondly, Jesus showed how he loved his disciples by expanding the loving from family to friends. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Jesus raises the bar to love one another, even to the point of laying down one's life for friends. In other words, Jesus commanded his disciples to be friends with one another, since that was how he loved them. Applied to us, we too are commanded to be friends, to love one another as friends, look out for each other's good, even to the point of giving our life. This is a tall order, very difficult to follow. But we do not have to go very far to find this kind of love. We find it in the love of our mothers. And today being Mother's Day, it is good to recall some of the things that we would remember of our mother's love. You know that a mother's love is always unconditional. Mother loves whether we are beautiful or ugly, smart or dull, able-bodied or handicapped, a success or a failure in society, whether we are grateful to mother or ungrateful. A mother's love is sacrificial. Unlike other love relationships where we look forward to some kind of reward, a mother's love seeks to give even to the point of risking or giving her life. This is the kind of love that made Jesus give up his own life to save us. And a mother's love never gives up. You remember Saint Monica, the mother of Saint Augustine, who spent her life running after her wayward child till she brought him to the knowledge of God, to sanity, to peace, and to true love. All these qualities of a mother's love are for us a foretaste of the Lord's love for us. And this is what we are celebrating today. We are celebrating mothers because through their hands, the Lord cares for us when we are in need. Through their mouths, the Lord speaks to us words of consolation when we are heartbroken. Through their hearts, the Lord pours out to us his unconditional love that never gives up on us. So when we talk of mother, we mean all our mothers. Their task as mothers is the most important task in the world. Today we acknowledge it and we say, God bless you, our mothers. We love you. Amen.